have in his writings and find passages that describe that the papacy definitely divided the land for gain. Let me read you a passage from the Prophetic Faith of Our Fathers, page 168-169. Let's start right here. The papacy, claiming to be the vicegerent of Jesus Christ, assumed temporal jurisdiction of kings and countries. The Pope actually claimed the right to divide the world among nations, and in return, kings who received his favors filled the treasures of Rome. Rulers were granted permission to conquer territories if they would extend the domain of the church. An outstanding example occurred in connection with the discoveries of the New World by Columbus. The popes had given Portugal a monopoly on the sea route to India by way of the Cape of Good Hope. Spain and Portugal, rival sea powers, had found it impossible to traffic with the Far East without violating the papal mandate until this westward route was proposed, and against which there was no papal edict. The Spanish and Portuguese discoveries offered a wide field for papal extension. However, soon after Christopher Columbus discovered the New World, a hot dispute arose between Spain and Portugal. Ferdinand and Isabella at once dispatched an embassy to Alexander VI for the purpose of ensuring their rights to the new territories, and the principle that Martin V had given to the King of Portugal, possessions of all lands he might discover between Cape Bojador and the East Indies. In two bulls of May 4th and 5th, 1493, Alexander VI presumed to divide the Western world between Portugal and Spain by a line 100 leagues west of the Azores, north and south. The possession of the lands discovered and to be discovered was assigned to the two countries to be held in perpetuity. Thus, half the globe was divided between Spain and Portugal. So Peter's successor, the Pope, claimed the right to give away the Western continent, a gift that involved an unending right of tenure. That's the Prophetic Faith of Our Fathers, Volume 2, page 168-169. And you can go into history and show that one of the characteristics of the papacy is it believed it had the right to divide the lands of the world as it saw fit, and it did it for political and economic gain. The verse here, as all these verses, unlike Uriah Smith would have us believe, the characteristics set forth in these verses are clearly identifying a papacy that exalts itself above every god, and that at some point in time would incorporate the worship of Semiramis into its religion, only it would come in under the name of the Virgin Mary, and this worship of the Virgin Mary would increase